Stay tuned for Africa News Tonight, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Sarah Williams reporting. The U.S. Navy has ordered a broad investigation into naval operations after a guided missile destroyer collided with a merchant ship east of Singapore Monday, the second such collision in as many months. 10 American sailors are reported missing and 5 injured, with the USS John S. McCain sustaining significant damage as a result of the incident near the Strait of Malacca, according to a statement from the U.S. 7th Fleet. U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis spoke to reporters while traveling in Jordan.
I also fully support the Chief of Naval Operations, Admiral John Richardson's efforts right now. He has put together a broader inquiry to look into these incidents and to determine any of the causal factors, to determine what's going on, both immediate contributors to this incident, but also any related factors. And once we have those facts, we'll share them with you.
Officials said Monday's collision punctured a hole in the ship's hull below the waterline, causing several areas to flood, including a sleeping compartment for sailors, as well as some of the ship's communications rooms. U.S. President Donald Trump will outline the United States' path forward in Afghanistan in a speech Monday night. Trump will deliver an address at 1 Universal Time Tuesday from the military base at Fort Myer, just outside of Washington. That's according to the White House. VOA will have complete coverage of the president's speech. Please look at our website at www.voanews.com. This is VOA News.